Morning Watch, Colossians Week 2. Christ, the preeminent one, and the mystery of God's economy. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 29. Wednesday, Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you, to complete the word of God. Related verses. Philippians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice, and I rejoice together with you all. And in like manner you also rejoice, and you rejoice together with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. For even as the sufferings of the Christ abound unto us, so through the Christ our comfort also abounds. But whether we are afflicted, it is for your comforting and salvation. Or whether we are comforted, it is for your comforting, which operates in the endurance of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. Note 1, referencing the word fill. The afflictions of Christ are of two categories, those for accomplishing redemption, which were completed by Christ himself, and those for producing and building the church, which need to be filled up by the apostles and the believers. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Although we cannot participate in Christ's suffering for redemption, if we are faithful to him, we must share in his suffering for the producing and building up of his body. Paul was a pattern for us in this matter. Immediately after his conversion, he began to share in the suffering of Christ, to partake of the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body. This is contrary to the concept that nothing related to Christ can be lacking. According to this concept, whatever Christ is and does is complete. But here is a word telling us that at least one thing related to Christ is lacking: his afflictions for producing and building up his body. For the producing of his body, Christ suffered a great deal. But because the suffering has not been completed by Christ himself, there is the need for his faithful ones to make up this shortage. Paul did not suffer for redemption, but he did suffer for the producing and building up of the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul was a pattern for the believers to follow. We must consider Paul as a pattern, not as someone who is so high that no one else can be like he was. Because by the Lord's mercy, Paul was set up to be a pattern for us. Whatever he was, we can be also. We must believe in the Lord's mercy. If the mercy of the Lord made Paul a pattern, then his mercy can accomplish in us the same thing that it did in Paul. This means that just as Paul suffered for the producing and building up of the body of Christ, so we must also suffer for the church. Christ, of course, took the lead to suffer for the producing and building up of his body. But the apostles and the believers must follow Christ's footsteps in suffering this kind of affliction. In John chapter 12, verse 24, the Lord Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." This verse does not speak of Christ's redeeming death, but of his producing, generating death. Christ fell into the ground and died as a grain of wheat in order to produce many grains for the church. According to John chapter 12, verse 26, those who desire to serve him must follow him in this regard. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul speaks of knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. These sufferings are not for redemption, but for the building up of the body. We cannot have fellowship in Christ's sufferings for redemption, but we need to have much fellowship in Christ's sufferings for the church. The fact that Paul mentions the afflictions of Christ in connection with the stewardship of God indicates that the stewardship can be carried out only through suffering. If we desire to share in the stewardship of God, we must be prepared to suffer. All those who participate in the service of the church or in the ministry must be ready to partake of the afflictions of a steward. This means that we must be willing to pay whatever price is necessary to fulfill our stewardship. To carry out the stewardship of God by dispensing the riches of Christ into the members of God's royal family is worth any kind of suffering, great or small. The sufferings in which we share are for the building up of the body of Christ. They are in no way related to the accomplishment of redemption.